USA, Mobile and Anderson.
Well, station, this is KO4NUE, stationed out of Campobello. Name is Chad.
NUE, N5CSA. Good evening to you, Chad. This is N5CSA, Roger and Anderson. How are you?
What's going on with you today? You mobile?
Sir, I'm mobile. Got to run a couple of errands tonight. Over.
No, and the only reason you agreed to the errands was so you could get out of the house and talk on the radio so your wife wouldn't know, right?
Well, she knows all my secrets now. Hopefully she's not listening to the scanner.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Something like that, would you?
You know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
I tell you what, you got a very nice signal into this repeater and out of it. I should say I'm hearing the out of it, so sound is really good.
Just a little bit of picket fencing going on. I don't know exactly where you are, but, I mean, you're definitely audible. But anyway, name is Chad. I'm stationed out of Campobello. I'm a relatively new ham. I've been on the air now for, I don't know, maybe a month. 27 years retired military, and just decided to try the amateur radio to kind of keep my mind focused, you know.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. And like I said, I'm over at Anderson behind some buildings here and there, so I don't doubt that I pick a fence a bit with 25 watts. So, but yeah, 27 years, which branch?
A full-time guard, which technically is, I guess, the uniform says U.S. Army, and that's the branch. Even though I was guard, we were full time under Title 13, so it was 5 days a week unless something was going on instead of the traditional one weekend a month, and did two tours in Iraq, and just decided after the second one that just kind of beat me up pretty bad on the second one and decided, hey, I've had enough.
Don't blame you. Yeah. We got ADA unit over here in Anderson. A lot of those guys are full-time.
Been at a facility maintenance shop, and we worked on, I was the communication electronics guy. Worked on Syngars radios, GRC-103 radios, tactical satellites, troposcatter, and some other stuff in between.
Yeah, a very good platform for jumping over into the ham radio side of the world.
It's a little different, though. There's some areas that I do pretty good at, and then it's other areas that I'm struggling with. Believe it or not, propagation is one of them. Antennas and propagation is, I'm studying for my general exam now, and it's difficult. And trying to figure out this whole single sideband stuff, I can't get it in my mind, you know. We had frequencies that we wanted to operate in, and we didn't have any restrictions. If we wanted to operate here, we operated there. If we want to operate there, we went there, and we really didn't have too much of a wattage restriction. Whatever we needed to do to make the contact, that's what we did, and once we made contact, we'd usually bump it up, 5 or 10%, just to keep everything clean. But yeah, it's a little different. But other areas I'm strong in. This is KL4NUE, station ID.
KL4NUE and 5CSA. I have arrived at my first stop, so I'm going to jump out for a few minutes. But anyway, pleasure meeting you, and all I can say is hang in there and you will get it. I went through the same thing, so I know exactly where you're coming from. So, but you'll get there. And it's a pleasure talking to you this evening. Thank you for riding along with me, and hope to catch you again. KL4NUE and 5CSA 73.
Free to you, sir, and you have a nice evening.